2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. You may be seated. This is kind of familiar scripture, but it's really quite a sobering verse. Kind of sounds like today's world, doesn't it? In the last days, the Bible says that men will have a distorted view of love. They will be lovers of, remember what it says? Lovers of themselves. That's self-love. They also will love pleasure more than God. Men will love the world. I'll read you a scripture. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all this is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15, 18. I would say that the world definitely hated Jesus Christ. Well, with that introduction, we will start in Rio de Janeiro. In the year 2016, it's where what is going to happen in Rio de Janeiro? It's going to be the Olympics. It's scheduled to be held. The whole world will have their eyes on this site. We know that these universal games play a major part in the formation of the New World Order. Rio de Janeiro is where there's something very huge that overlooks the city. It's the false Jesus is up there. It's called Christ the Redeemer statue. And you know that statue suffered damage on its right thigh. You already got it up there. He suffered damage on his right thumb when he was hit by a furious lightning bolt about a year ago. Now, the Roman Catholic said, they'll fix this thumb on the Jesuit statue. Now show the lightning bolt hitting the statue. Isn't that a fabulous picture? There was also another lightning bolt strike that hit St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican On the same night that Pope Benedict XVI announced his resignation, it stunned the world. In fact, there wasn't just one. There was two strikes a few hours apart. And there it is. If you named it right, it'd be St. Simon Magus Basilica. Well, that was something. Now, I found the two mascots for the Brazilian Olympic Games. Anybody see this? They are both adulterations. The one on the left is an adulteration or a mixture of all the Brazilian animals. Got kind of blue hands and arms, and he's got the feet and the tail. He's a mixture of their animals. And his name is called Venicus, a mixture of all the Brazilian animals. And the guy on the right, sorry, Tom, but his name is Tom. He's the Paralympic mascot, a magical creature. He's a fusion of all the plants in the Brazilian forest. So I got a mixture of all the animals and a mixture of all the plants, and he got a magical creature. I'm not going to talk much about that, but anybody see the poster for the Olympic Games? Put the poster up there. You've got the three guys with the interwoven connected arms and legs. And you've got Rio 2016, and you got the five circles. Then you have, what's that on the bottom? Remember the last Olympics? They had Zion in that one too. But does anybody know what those are? It's 2016. 2016 written backwards. 6102. The six is here, but it's got a lot extra line over the going horizontally. And there's the one, there's the six. And the two is put sideways. Kind of clever, isn't it? Why is Zion on the Olympic? They always get it in there. Well, Rio de Janeiro has the second largest community of Jews in the country of Brazil. Judaism has been practiced in Brazil since as far back as the 16th century. In the predominantly Catholic country, the Jewish faith is relatively modest outside its own community. Jewish immigrants first arrived in Brazil from Europe to escape institutional religious persecution. They deserved every bit of the persecution they got. They built their own synagogue in what cities? Anybody remember that sermon? Recife. I don't know if that's pronounced right. In 1636. The pilgrims came to America in 1620. So it's 16 years after pilgrims landed. They had their own synagogue in the city of Recife. You remember about Brazil? It was from this area in Recife that many Jews owned plantations of sugar and tobacco. They needed much help. Where'd they get it from? Slave trade. Do you remember that the Brazilian Jews bought more slaves from the African slave trade than any other country in the world? The slaves died off their plantations as fast as they could replace them. You know how many number of slaves Brazil had? 10 times. The number of black slaves as the United States had. 10 times. And I bet you there isn't hardly an American that knows that. And it was a boatload of Jews returning to the Netherlands from the city of Recife that wound up in New Amsterdam and became the first Jews in the United States. And I gave that in a sermon. But we're not going to talk about that. Let's get the map out. You got to have a map. The Bible is nothing but maps. Where is Brazil? It's in the continent of South America. Now, up at the top, we got the nation of Colombia. If you go further up, you go to where Corey was last week, Costa Rica. But we're in South America. And you got Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile. This big white area is the country of Brazil. Up at the top, what famous river you got up there? Amazon River. Well, here's the city of Recife. That's where all the Jews were when they got all those slaves. We go north or south of Recife. Well, it's kind of hard to see on the map, isn't it? And if you go to the west, Sao Paulo. I wonder if that's St. Paul. Anyway, Rio de Janeiro and there's São Paulo. These are the two big cities in Brazil. And there's the capital, Brasilia. São Paulo, I don't know if I'm saying that right, is a metropolis that is very diverse. In fact, all Brazil is diverse. The whites and the Jews, they're not the same, came from Portugal, Spain, Italy, and the other European countries. São Paulo has one of the largest Japanese communities in the whole world. There's Arabs, Koreans, and 76,000 Jews. It has the largest Jewish community in Brazil. Most in the Jewish community belong to the middle or upper classes in a city where much of the population is lower class. Well, that's a shock, isn't it? Besides the Olympic Games held in Rio, which is right here, there's a couple things I found significant news stories that are happening about 220 miles to the west of São Paulo. And these two stories just absolutely floored me. They've been out there for a while. The first one is that on July of 2014, a billionaire pastor. That's kind of funny, isn't it? A billionaire pastor. A billionaire pastor finished building a $300 million new church. Does anybody know what that church is a replica of? Solomon's Temple. I was floored. It occupies an entire block in the city, in the country which has the largest, Roman Catholic attendees. Big Roman Catholic country. It was built by the Universal Church. They might as well call it Catholic. It's universal. Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. It's a Pentecostal church. Began in what year? Less than 40 years ago, 1977. We're almost as old as that church. It took 4 years to build. Now, the country has 200 million people, has more Roman Catholics than any other nation. The number of evangelicals in Brazil has climbed to 22% of the population in 2010 from 15% in the year 2000, so it's growing. No one has reshaped Brazil's religious landscape like the church's pastor, Mr. I may pronounce this wrong too, Eder Macedo, a religious broadcaster and founder of the church. Mr. Macedo now travels by private jet on a special diplomatic passport, which is a privilege also allowed in Brazil for high-ranking Vatican officials. He espouses prosperity theology. Oh, he's just like Joyce Myers and all these other people. And Pentecostal tenets like exorcism and faith healing. You can show the picture of him now. You're doing very good, Randa. There he is. And I've got under here Mr. Marcito, founder of the church that built the replica Solomon's Temple. He has over $1 billion in assets. Notice the skull cap that he's wearing, as well as the robe. I don't have a skull cap. We don't have a church robes. With a personal fortune sometimes estimated as $1.2 billion, Mr. Marcino rose from obscurity through his control. He controlled Rede Records, R-E-D-E, Rede Records, one of Brazil's largest television networks, and his aggressive expansion of the Universal Church, during which he fought accusations of corruption, including tax evasion and money laundering. It's like they had the head of the United States person who's going to take over the Treasury Department. But he had to first pay his $10,000 that he owed the IRS. Mr. Marcino was jailed for 11 days in 1992. Now, he was pastor of the church. Started in 1977. In 1992... he was jailed for accusations of charlatanism and fraud. He has successfully fended off other criminal investigations, including allegations by prosecutors, get this, that he and other church leaders siphoned off donations from followers to enrich themselves. What? In the past year, he has cultivated a somewhat wizardly appearance. Kind of looks like a wizard, doesn't he? Growing a flowing gray beard while occasionally donning what appears to be a skull cap, like those worn by many Jews. The replica of Solomon's temple includes several menorahs inside the structure where sermons will be given. In addition to a large menorah near the entrance that resembles the one in front of the Knesset, Israelite legislature. The flag of Israel also flies nearby, alongside those of the Universal Church, Brazil, and the United States, among dozens of other countries. Now, here, this sums up what their church believes. I pulled out this one quote. Quote, there is just one biblical faith. It is impossible to disassociate Christianity from its Jewish roots. That's what a spokeswoman for the Universal Church said. Well, that's what most of the Christian churches here in America believe. They need to read Mark's sermon last week. And I have the New Covenant Messenger that's got that sermon in there. If you read that sermon, that was probably given a month ago. It will show you that Christianity does. It's very easy to disassociate Christianity from any Jewish roots. But this is a constant theme in the belief system of the false churches that have been what? The name tells you, Judaized. The church has frequently been accused of illegal activities. What? Money laundering, charlatan, and witchcraft. The temple will also serve as the headquarters of the Universal Church. Now the church imported $8 million worth of Jerusalem stone from Hebron, the city of Hebron. That's not the town right down here. They went to Israel and got stone from Hebron to make the building more authentic. The church claims to have 8 million communicants who live in 180 different countries. It has a television channel as well as a weekly newspaper. What started 1977 has all this. The replica temple has been said by many of the world's largest newspapers to be one of the greatest buildings in the world. And I never heard of it until a couple weeks ago. But it's nothing more than a big scam like everything else. It originally wasn't Solomon's temple. It was God's house. The place where his throne was located. It's where he lived as the king of Israel. A very criminal pastor has built a replica of God's house. Whereas in the past, no one outside of an Israelite could ever enter the courtyard of the temple, and no one outside of a high priest could enter the inner sanctuary. Now anyone can go inside. Anyone can enter. Blacks, Asians, Hasidic, Sephardic Jews, and all the rest of mongrel seeds, anyone can enter. Now we'll see the inside of it. Isn't that something? 10,000 people, that's the inauguration ceremony. It happened about 6 months ago. Got TV screen up there. They have 10,000 seats in the replica of Solomon's temple. On the side walls over there, I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's a replica of the Madonica. The candlestick, the eight. The what? Menorah. The Pentecostal church believe, I gave a quote out of their website. Those that repent of their sins receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith and hold fast to him are born again by the Holy Spirit and become children of God. No matter what their race is, they have this belief absolutely, totally wrong. Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, the abbreviation is UCKG, Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, was formed in 1977 in Brazil. It owes its origin to a successful evangelistic program conducted by Bishop Robert McAllister, who was from Canada. Now, the present pastor, Edgar Marcino, was one of the church's earliest converts. With the blessing of Bishop McAllister, he started to hold services under a small park shelter in Rio de Janeiro, which is 220 miles from Sao Paulo. His passion was to reach out to the needy, less privileged people who were often excluded by established religion. This sounds very similar to what today's Roman Catholic Jesuit Pope did. As Pastor Marcino's services grew in popularity, he used cinemas and local halls to accommodate growing congregations. Mainly, he attracted people from the streets to the expanding movement. Shortly afterwards, the UCKG officially opened its first church inside a very fitting place for this first church to be, a funeral parlor. More church openings followed, and the movement expanded nationally across Brazil. Today, there are 5,000 churches in Brazil that are affiliated with the UCKG. Wow. Let's see, they got us beat, don't they? But that's not all. Following a visit to the United States, the UCKG was established in New York in 1986. Today, there are churches in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Miami, Los Angeles, and many other cities in the United States. That's not all. It's in Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Paraguay, Venezuela, Colombia, Bolivia, Chile, Guatemala, and Ecuador. But that's not all. Jamaica, Trinidad, and Guyana. That's not all. Portugal, Spain, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Italy, Ukraine, Romania, and others. That's still not all. And Africa, Angola, South Africa, Mozambique, Cape Verde, Kenya, Lesotho, Gabon, and other countries I can't even pronounce, Uganda, Botswana, and others. That's still not all of them. India, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Philippines, and Japan, which has the first 24-hour church. The first 24-hour church never closes. That's still not all. Australia in the year 2006, Fiji 2012, New Zealand 2005. It's in over 95 countries and is still expanding. Now, if you show the other one, the UCKG. There it is. There's their headquarters. The whole structure is 127 meters long, 104 meters wide, and 55 meters in height. All the stone on the outside came from the city of Hebron, right there from Israel. Lie. Attending the inaugural service was the president of Brazil, countless mayors, businessmen, preachers, and so forth. Now, here's something very neat. They have a conveyor belt inside that takes the congregation's 10% obligatory tithe straight to the safe. So they're going right down to the safe. There is a private parking enclosure underneath the altar just for the pastor. That'd be a good one, Mark, if he gets a private parking place underneath. But it's secured by blast doors, so we're protected from bombs set off. The altar is a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. They had pictures of them bringing it in. One guy was black. The other guys are the Brazilian mongrels walking in. And you cannot access the temple by foot. You have to pay a $20 fare to a chartered bus to get inside. They said they didn't. No one saw a single Jew in this monstrous 10,000-seat replica of Solomon's temple. I just say, this monstrous thing, it's in 95 countries of the world since 1977. A billionaire crooked pastor built this $300 million replica of Solomon's temple that it just throws blasphemy in the face of God. We're getting very close to the end of the age. And then I discovered something else. If that wasn't enough to get me excited about what's happening, Tomorrowland. Now, everyone has heard of Tomorrowland at Walt Disney's five theme parks that are all over the world. And Joyce and Tom, they've been there many times. I'm going to read you what Walt Disney said on July 17th, 1955. There it is. A vista into a world of wondrous ideas, signifying whose achievements? Man's. a step into the future with predictions of constructed things to come. Tomorrow offers new frontiers in science, adventure, and ideals. The atomic age, the challenge of outer space, and here's the phrase I want you to remember. And the hope for a peaceful, unified world. Does the Bible talk about that? Now, Disney has a new motion picture coming out in May of this year. The title, Tomorrowland, starring George Clooney. You've probably seen the commercials. In the preview, it says, what if there is a place, a secret place, where nothing is impossible? A miraculous place where you can actually change the world. It's the story of a teenage girl, a middle-aged man, who's George Clooney, who's a genius, who was kicked out of Tomorrowland, and a young girl robot who attempted to get to and unravel what happened in Tomorrowland, which exists in an alternative dimension in order to save the Earth. Now, I've got a picture of Tomorrowland in Disneyland's. It's 1996 before their makeover in 1998. But there's Tomorrowland. But I'm not talking about that Tomorrowland. It's not Walt Disney's. It's not the Tomorrowland at his theme parks or Tomorrowland the movie. It's a different Tomorrowland. It's called a rave festival. I never heard of this. Eat, sleep, rave, and repeat. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. This is the constant cycle at the electronic music love festivals, that are beginning to be held all over the world. If you haven't heard about them like I was, if you haven't heard about them, I guarantee you will. Now, there's one other, they have a lot of things like this. Eat, sleep, rave, repeat. There's something missing there, isn't it? That all we do is eat, sleep, rave, and repeat? Something biblical missing? The Electric Music Festival has just completed its 10th year. 10 years. Where did it start out at? Nobody's heard of it. I didn't either. Boom, Belgium. And has since gone to three other locations, which is why we're going to hear it. Because one of them was a little town outside of Atlanta, Georgia. The other one was South Africa. And the third place is Sao Paulo in Brazil. And it's going to go to other countries. Now, I'm going to tell you about the 10th anniversary edition of Tomorrowland this past July in Belgium. They had a French superstar, DJ David Guetta, who I'm sure no one's even heard of, announced that in 2015, Tomorrowland would take place in Brazil for the first time. During the announcement, over 15,000 Brazilians watched the live stream from Belgium in a park in Sao Paulo. So the news of the first Brazilian edition of Tomorrowland spread like wildfire to every corner of this beautiful country and also abroad. That Brazilians in particular were widely enthusiastic was made abundantly clear, not only on social media, but also in the massive number of pre-registration for tickets, When ticket sales for the festival opened, barely a few hours later, all 180,000 tickets were sold. It had never happened before in the history of Brazil. An event sold out so fast. Listen to this. Tomorrowland is one of the most international, one of the most internationally diverse events in the entire world. They had visitors from over 214 nations all over the globe, which happened to be more than the Olympics will have. On May 1st, 2nd, 3rd of 2015, Brazil will experience Tomorrowland to the fullest. The most beautiful stages. They have 9 stages. The world's biggest electronic artist. An amazing venture of huge natural amphitheater with the iconic main stage. The highest quality food and services. And people from all over the world gathering together for one of the most beautiful weekends of the year. Show them, Randa, what the main stage looks like. That's the main stage in Boom, Belgium. Notice all the occult symbols. It also has the biggest Ferris wheel in Europe behind the front stage. See the big Ferris wheel? You can see the top part. Now I'll show you some of the occult symbols. Put the next one up. Now up at the top is their logo, Tomorrowland. And I took that one and put it down here. Anybody see any cult symbols in there? Anybody see the all-seeing eye of Horus? If not, I'll point it out right to you. That's like Time Warner. Who is crowned? And what are these two things? Butterfly wings. What's a butterfly? You get a worm, it goes into a caterpillar, or a worm, it goes into a cocoon, an ugly thing, and it comes out beautiful. Oh, that's what? A new world order that will arise out of the chaos of the old dying world order. Let's destroy the old, and we'll bring forth the new. Now we'll look at the next one, the actual stage of an earlier festival. Look at that. Oh, we got a rainbow bridge. That's the cult symbol. Follow the yellow brick road, the rainbow bridge. Oh, what is that thing in the center? Could that be a sun god? It looks like the sun, the big face in it. Next picture. 200,000 people are being put in a trance by the electronic music at Tomorrowland's recent festival. I would suggest you Google this. You put Tomorrowland or Tomorrow World, and you got all kind of things. They got after movies. They've got people that made movies with their phones. You look at this. I took a couple things off of what I heard. They have this big, loud voice saying, "You will learn about one man that knew the mystery of the universe from within. Because of his visions, a great world was completed. With its secret key, the machine can forge unique experiences continuously. In the brilliant combinations of its mechanisms, what? Humanity can be reborn by the machine? The heartbeat of this device can be felt by you all. There is so much that can become between people, that can be healed by the expression of pure unity. Hold up your wristband so we can witness this illumination together. Now they all get a wristband. And every time they buy something, it all goes in that wristband. Hold up your wristband. Put your hands in the air. Everybody raises their hands. Raise them up. Let's become one with the same heartbeat. Generate pure light. Be one with each other. We are entering into a wonder. One unified heart pulsating to the beat of Dimitri Vegas and Live Mike. That's the act they had to come on. Oh. These events are not only energy harvesting rituals. They're rituals taking the energies. But they are also an agenda to merge man with the machine. That's transhumanism. The culmination of evolution. A majority of the electronic music already uses mechanical sounds that are accompanied by ritualistic dance towards satanic symbols. It mimics the dances of the tribes of Africa. Did you ever watch ball players jump up and down? If you go Google this, you'll see these people jumping up and down for hours. If you go watch the African tribal dances, you'll see them jumping up and down. It's come full circle. And why'd they jump up and down in Africa? It led to demon possession and sexual activity. Transhumanism is the last stage of the evolutionary movement. It's crossing humans with machines. Tomorrowland showed this on their screen to all their attendees. Transhumanism is a cultural and intellectual movement that believes we can and should improve the human condition through the use of advanced technologies. I bet you all heard of artificial intelligence, nanotech, cloning, and other emerging technologies may greatly extend the life of humans. Our physical, intellectual, and psychological capabilities can be boosted beyond what humans are naturally capable of being. Here's another saying that was copied from the loudspeakers at Tomorrowland. You are part of a worldwide community. Feel the drums of unity. Getting out into the net. Stop time in its tracks. There was an inventor who created a work of art that could penetrate the fabric of time itself, transforming our happiness into pure bliss. For as a snare, which is a trap or a net, shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Feel the beat of the drums. It is unity. The third thing I heard. People of tomorrow. What is Tomorrowland? It's the future, right? It's going to happen the next. People of tomorrow. The key was hidden from the eyes of the world. And is now found again by the purest of heart. The sacred guardians of the key were appointed by nature itself to protect the machine and guard its sacred purpose. Sacred purpose of the machine. Until the time came when humankind needed its power once more. The purest of heart will find the key which will protect and guard the machine and its sacred purpose? This is unbelievable. Here's another one. In the year 2014, for three whole days, the mythical grounds of Chattahoochee trembled. Well, this was said outside Atlanta, Georgia. A flow of pure love and unity rose from deep within the earth. That's where pure love and unity comes from. Turning thousands of hearts into gold, revealing the mysteries of the second chapter of the rising of life. This is referring to the golden age. Their hearts turned to gold. The golden age of the false Jesus coming to the earth. They constantly stress the pure love and unity that is the major part of Tomorrowland and Tomorrow World. The fifth thing I'll take off from their wild speakers. You have all taken part in the final chapter of the arising of life. Like a breath, what must rise must also fall. Tomorrow World. It's the phoenix will rise out of the ashes. The new world order will rise out of the ashes of chaos. Well, what Randa has up there now is the Tomorrowland's church. It's called the Church of Love. And they have two what? Nuns? I don't know if you can see this, but the front of their dress is like our clothes. You can't see, but the back of it's transparent. You'll see they got bikinis on. They have a church of love in Tomorrowland. They're mocking the church. This particular church is what color? It's pink. It's a feminine church. And the two nuns who are in charge of the church tell the people who come that you can do anything that you want inside this building for 10 minutes. Now, but I told you about the nuns' costumes. They are, in the back, they're see-through material. And it reveals they're wearing bikinis. The nuns also instruct each participant couple who enters the church that they are given a free present. A package of condoms for safe sex. Whoa. Well, look at the spectacular growth this has experienced. There's 2005, there's 2014. The tremendous growth is seen in these pictures from its beginning. From less than 8,000 to more than 180,000 with a waiting list of 2.6 million. Now we'll look at a map. I'll show you where Boom Belgium is located. Up at the top circle is Antwerp. And down here is Brussels. And I don't know if you can see Boom. Boom's right there. It's in between Antwerp and Brussels. In August 2005, less than 8,000 people gathered for the Electronic Musical Festival in Boom, Belgium. And they actually gave away free tickets to get people in there. It was something that had never been done before. There were people from 75 countries that came. Remember the house of Israel? How many Baal priests were there? How many true priests were there? When Jehoshaphat was there, there was 400 Baal priests. And Jehoshaphat said, isn't there a priest of God around here? Oh, there is one. He's an evil man. I want to hear him speak. But that's what? 400 against one? That's a pretty good average. 400 false preachers to one true preacher. There are many people who say that the Electronic Music Festival, the EMFs, is like God coming on earth. It's the closest thing to heaven on earth. They say that. It's a spiritual event where people from all walks of life, from all over the world, come and dance together. Electronic dance music. It's not just regular music. It's electronic dance music. Now you got organs that are electronic. Guitars, electronic. Pulsating, hypnotic, beat-driven music that dominates the 40 radio, undergirds dozens of television commercials, and supports a booming industry of large clubs and massive outdoor festivals. You didn't know that, did you? The year 2006, their second year, the crowd reached 15,000 people. And as the word of mouth grew, so did the crowds. So by the year 2008, Dutch, French, Germans, and English were coming to the festivals, which now lasted 2 days and had 9 stages. They reached an audience of 50,000 people, which flocked together in Boom, Belgium, for the festival. In the year 2009, Tomorrowland, for the first time in its history, had all of its available tickets sold out. Electronic dance music was now vying for world domination. By 2010, the camping grounds called Dreamville had 25,000 people spend the night with over 90,000 tickets sold. Dreamville had many of the top-lying tents that they rented for the attendees to sleep in racks. When you Google it, you'll see these rows of tents, 25,000 tents in rows. It's beautiful. So in the year 2011, they added a third day, and they had 100,000 tickets sold in less than a day. In 2012, Tomorrowland launched its own YouTube channel, broadcasting DJ sets, interviews, and behind-the-scenes feature. That year, 2012, they became the most watched music festival on the planet. Its official after movie adds another 100 million views to that claim. And I was one who watched the after movie video. By the year 2013, they had over 200 different nationalities gather in Boom to experience what is now the most listened to music festivals on the planet. Many of these nationalities have traveled to the festival with a global journey package. Oh, they got special flights there, which include flight or train ride, festival ticket, and a ticket for unique vacation to other parts of the country. You can get a group program for this. I'm going to ask you to remember something. Do you remember what was said about rock and roll music being a Pied Piper that will lead your children away from the teachings of God who led your ancestors out of Egypt? Do you remember that? If you read Hosea chapter 6, verse 8, I'll just paraphrase it for you. If you forget to keep my law, I'm going to forget your children. I think that was just an idle statement. With it gaining such popularity, Tomorrowland decided to go to Chickahoochee Hills, Georgia. In a small town near Atlanta, it played host to the first edition of Tomorrow World in 2014, attracting 140,000 visitors and receiving an International Dance Music Award for the best musical event. It came in second place to Tomorrowland in Belgium. The festival in Belgium, for its 10th anniversary, sold 360,000 tickets in less than an hour. Four major airlines flying 150 airplanes into Brussels were sold out too. There were over 1 million pints of beer sold in one weekend, with an unknown amount of drugs smuggled into the festival. In 2015, we have Tomorrowland in South Africa in February. Next month, it'll be in South Africa. We also have one in Brazil in May. Tomorrowland in Boom, Belgium in July, and September in Atlanta. I looked at the prices of the tickets for the festival outside of Atlanta. The lowest ticket was $357. The highest, $1,949. In their advertisement for the festival, they said that Tomorrowworld demonstrated pure love and unity. Were they quoting Walt Disney? These electronic musical festivals have elaborate tents, cabins, decorations placed all over the place. There's fireworks constantly going off, big volcanoes. There's a face and a book display at center stage, famous DJs, and very good food. Fireworks are exploded in the air on a regular basis. Laser lights flash constantly. Glow lights are in abundance. There's a blast of smoke that floods over the crowd like a low-lying cloud with the hypnotic beat of the drums. National flags flowing in the air. Inverted pentagons. And a host of occult symbols. It's quite an elaborate festival. Many people are dressed in costumes, but most are dressed very provocatively. Most of the girls are dressed in short shorts and a bra. Its purpose is to unite the world. Many don't sleep for 3 days. It's a world of the flesh, full of sensuous activities, full of temptations, with trance-inducing music blaring over the loudspeakers. Alcohol is consumed by the attendees like water. The DJs wave their hands to the right. The people respond in kind. The DJs move their hands to the left. The people do likewise. The attendees jump up and down, not slowing down for hours. This is the love that they say that they will have. Do what you will. Oh. Psychedelic drugs, which have the effect of immobilizing the logical mind, are putting the subliminal power in the driving seat of their personalities. The machine is Satan's music, performed to reggae music, characterized by rhythmically bending forward, raising the knees and extending the hands, palms downward. It's a world without Jesus Christ and his doctrines. Besides these big festivals, there are about 200 other smaller rave festivals that are scheduled throughout 2015. Festivals that denounce true Christianity. There's no mention of the covenant that he made with our fathers and the promise that he made with their seed. It is the world of Satan. Hell is on earth. I will end by giving a few quotes. I will quote a British general in the War of Our Independence. I will quote Theosophy leader Helena Blavatsky and Freemason President George Bush. The first quote is from the British general. Your churches, meaning America's churches, will be used to teach the Jews religion. And in less than 200 years, well, we're 200 years, aren't we? The whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism, without even being noticed by the masses. They will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. Well, these festivals, you've got the eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry right smack dab on the main stage. Isn't that what's happening? The rave festivals talk about the oneness of the world, but it's really Satan's oneness. I'm going to quote something that may shock a lot of us. Something good to use against the Judeo-Christian. Here's what Madame Bolaski said. The House of Theosophy would formalize what began as the New Thought Movement into a religious system that would dramatically change the Western view of God, and his relationship to mankind. Theosophical teachings argued for the essential oneness of all religions and the omnipresence of divine spirit. Get this. Theosophy declares it was formed upon the basis of a universal brotherhood of humanity. Madame Bolaski stated that the main purpose of the Theological Society was to form a nucleus of the universal brotherhood of humanity without distinction of race, creed, sex, caste, or color. How many times you heard that? She's the leader of the New Age movement. Oh, I get it. The teaching that there is only one race, the human race, is not taught by Christians, but is the basis of the New Age. My last quote is from the president who said on 9/11/91, exactly 10 years before the Jews and the Jesuits attacked America and blamed it on the Muslims. Here's President Bush giving his speech. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order. This is President Bush speaking, 1991. You can find this, you can Google this and find this. Can emerge a new era, free from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace. An era in which the nations of the world, east and west, north and south, can prosper and live in harmony. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace. While 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today, that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. That was almost 25 years ago. Do you think that it's been born yet? Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. Love is the law. Love under will. Our famous quotes from the most evil man who lived on the earth, Alexander Crowley. Their love will want covenant Christians dead. Their love wants us dead. The world has redefined the word love. Acceptance of all religions except Christian identity. Tolerance of all sinful behavior. Same-sex marriages, fornication, multiple sex partners, drug addiction, gambling, rave festivals, usury, on and on and on. Tolerance of all false doctrines. Now, what group says this? Jesus is the spiritual brother of Lucifer. Mormons. Transubstantiation. No one better miss this. Transubstantiation. Catholics. Jesus is the archangel Michael. Jehovah Witnesses. Jesus' mother was a whore. Jews. Jesus was not the Son of God. That's a whole bunch of them. Refusal to rebuke or expose evil. Believing in, not offending with the truth. It's the world's unifying religion. It doesn't use any scripture at all. Let me ask you a question. Who celebrated Christmas, which just ended? The vast majority of the people on the earth, wasn't it? Who thinks that the electronic music festival is the closest thing to God? Many who just finished celebrating the birthday of the false Jesus. This just shows all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. What's this? This is what? Muslim? Christian? Judaism? I don't know what all these are. All united in one group. Interfaith, interthings. All I can say is, may God have mercy on his wicked, very wicked covenant people as we approach the end of this age. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.